Maybe sin has knocked you for a loop. Maybe it has wrestled you to the ground and pinned your back to the mat. Well, you don't have to stay down. Today's passage is a bold reminder that it's time to get up, stand straight, and by God's grace, move forward. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Listen to this passage today from Micah chapter 7, verses 8 and 9, one of my favorite passages in Scripture. Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in the darkness, the Lord will be my light. Because I have sinned against him, I will bear the Lord's wrath until he pleads my case and upholds my cause. He will bring me out into the light. I will see his righteousness. For all of us who have been knocked down, read this passage again and then make these courageous statements with Micah. So, enemy, you rejoice over my failure? You think I'll stay down on the mat? You think my future is rendered ineffective by the sins of my past? Think again. No, I'm not proud of my sin. I hate what I've done. I've dishonored God. But I will not stay down on the mat. By his grace, I will rise. I know my sin makes me sit in darkness. I feel guilty. I am guilty. But I will not stay in the darkened state of unforgiveness. The Lord is my light. Yes, I've sinned. And God disciplines those he loves. And I know this. The very one who disciplines me is my advocate who will plead my case and always win the case. I know that I don't deserve God's grace, and yet he offers it to me. I accept it. He will pick me up off the mat. He will restore me. My God will enable me to live in righteousness again. Father, thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for picking me up when I fall. Thank you for forgiveness, for restoration. Thank you for Jesus, who paid the penalty for all my sin. Help me live in obedience. In Jesus' name, amen.